taking interest in the president of the Mississippi, of the Hancock County Historical Society.
Yes.
And spend a lot of time on things like that, but of course, I do still have a little interest in real estate, you may say.
Uh-huh.
I have land that I look after and grow timber and also sell.
Yeah.
I have a subdivision in Kill called Kill Acres that I sell. I don't sell much. It's a small subdivision.
Uh-huh.
They sell itself. Like this subdivision here, we built this one. This is a Milu Village here. This is Milu Village. Yeah, we built this. What you came, well, I don't know which way you came up on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, we built this. And then I have one in Louisiana too that I'm still selling on. But they're all small subdivisions, you see. They're not a big development. And wouldn't call myself a developer at all. It's just that I sell the land. I don't sell land for other people. You know, I just sell my own. That's what I do. In other words, I choose what I want to do. If I want to go work for free today, I work for free. And if I work for myself, I work not much for myself, to tell you the truth. Just mostly for community. And I take a lot of interest in different things, like Mr. Scottford does, you know. And we help develop. It's all volunteer work, you know. We don't get paid for any of it. You know, like working for the county to build organized Port and Harbor, you know. The first minute book number one, I wrote the whole book from top to the bottom. It's on file out there now.
Mm-hmm.
All free, you know. And then developing the highways and try to get a few highways, you know. We new schools, always trying to get something. And the airport, we organized that, you know. We did, I mean a group of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I had quite an active life of serving on, like, the hospital board. I was the first president and organized and built the hospital, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hancock County Hospital. And also worked for the new library and served in an advisory capacity, you know. Board of supervisors, they always want help, you know, and they get somebody in the community interested to help them so they can get the support to get bond issues passed. Of course, we're not too successful in bond issues, but we do pass some of them, you know. Like,
yeah.
For the library, we have to pass the bond issue. That is, and we had bond issues for there, but they're small, you know, for the Port and Harbor.
Yes.
But they're not paid for by taxation. We didn't have to have election for that. Like I told you, we didn't have an election because the state is helping us on, state and federal.
Uh-huh.
So I've taken, like I say, active part in trying to build Hancock County to try to get away from this idea of just being a sleepy village like Bay St. Louis for retired people, you know, for New Orleans people to come over and spend the summer, and then to keep it that way quiet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know us.
Yeah.
But still in all, it's still kind of it hasn't grown much, you know, in population.
So what are your attitudes about Bay St. Louis in the future of this town?
Well, I really believe that the future is going to be good because of the location between, you see, I think the growth area of the country, really, I'm talking about the United States, I really believe it's between Texas and Florida. I really believe that, and that'll take, we in the heart of that. You see, the coastline, I think, is where the progress is, and we're getting in better shape to be ready. You see, before, we never did have any. We didn't have real preparations, and we really don't have the preparation we have now because, of course, we have a test site that is drawing this, that's bringing in 1,300 people right now to do this oceanographic work for the Navy, you know. And, of course, the test site also employs about 2,000 people, and we have 1,300 more. And if they build an arsenal there, we'll have from maybe 2,000 to 5,000 people, which we think we'll get because of the buffer zone, you know.